It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Wait, can you cut that out? She's tapping her foot like incessantly on the
Liv
on the counter.
Well, she always does. No, it drives me nuts too, and I try to like just to let it go. But I mean, I don't think she realizes it.
I don't think she does either, but it's so annoying.
Yeah. Honestly, she has headphones on right now. She's editing something. She doesn't even know we're talking about her.
I love that. Else can we say about her?
Well, can we talk about like how she kind of smelled funny this morning? I think she farted on the way in.
She's still tapping her foot.
Okay.
She's still doing it.
Don't talk. I'm just going to real quick, like, move your mouth because she'll think we're still talking right now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to turn up our mics to see if we can pick it up. But don't actually talk. Here we go. Okay, she just quit doing it. No, I feel like she's listening right now. That's interesting. I mean, like, you know, like, so, I mean, okay, you can't see this right now, but like, I'm doing really dramatic hand motions. Like, yeah. Alex and I are having a conversation back and forth. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, see? Poor chap. Do me a favor.
She still has no idea that we're talking about it.
Later on, we're about to get into our topic here, 833 Joe Alex, how Liv taps her feet really hard.
On the counter, and it's like annoying.
So next time, like, let's pay attention to Alex and I want you to record it for our Instagram so people can see what we're talking about.
Okay.
Because amazingly, it stopped. So. All right, so let's actually start this topic here.
Okay.
All right, cool. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and this is something that has Alex Clark written all over it.
Uh-oh.
A man's planned out a just amazing dream proposal for his girlfriend, but she got disappointed, and she after she said yes, she changed her mind and said, hey, you're going to have to redo the proposal. I can't say yes to that after all.
What was it?
Okay, listen to this. Just listen back and let me know if you agree with the woman canceling it or you're like, you know, oh my God, like this guy should just end up breaking up with her. This is what he said. I decided to propose to my girlfriend 3 years on our 3-year anniversary. I flew her to Vietnam and after a couple of weeks he's taken her. This is insane. They were traveling. They ended up in Cambodia. She wanted to see some of the temples that were there. That was actually on her bucket list. After a long day of hiking in the heat through ruins, they went back to their hotel and when they were alone together, he proposed and, well, she said yes. He said that we kissed and I had planned to take her to the waterfall the next day to celebrate. It's so beautiful there. Well, she took a shower and as I lay in bed just thinking about wow what an amazing day I just had, you know, with my future wife for the rest of my life, the woman I love, she came out of the shower and she was crying. She was in tears. She handed him the ring, said, listen, I can't accept it because I don't want my memory and my proposal to be in a hotel room. So she's like, I can't accept your proposal because I'll always remember it being in a hotel room. And I just can't accept that. 833-JOE-ALEX. Because you've talked at length before. Maybe you've changed your tune, Alex. But you're like, listen, my proposal has to be a certain way.
Well, I just want it to be like creative and awesome. Yeah. I mean, I just
Would that not be creative and awesome then? Would you be like,
If it's in a hotel room, no. But that you're like around all those other great places. Why wouldn't he do it at one of those places?
Don't know. Like, I don't know why when they're all sweaty and nasty, why he didn't do it out there. He waited to do it in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Or why he didn't do it the next day at that waterfall, because that'd be a really cool spot at the waterfall.
I 100% get why she said that. I do.
But you can't do that. You can't say yes to no, right?
Well,
there's no take back season in accepting.
You want to say yes because you love them, but it's like, come on, dude. Why in the world are you doing it here while I'm in this bathrobe? You couldn't have waited 10 more minutes for us to be outside on our hike or anything else?
Ladies, how would you feel about this? 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. You can also let us know on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
I would be totally okay with this. I just think that I want him to make the moment special, as in, like, I don't want to be expecting it. And also, I want him to make some, like, sentiment. Like, I want him to make, like say something, like, give, like, a little speech or something like that. That's the only thing I care about. Also, Hailey Bieber was proposed to just inside a house, like, while they were in the Bahamas. Nothing special when they were just sitting on the couch. So it's okay with her.
As a man, Alex and Liv, I can't imagine like having my wife, Lindsay, for example, who I ended up proposing to, if she said yes and said no, I would be like, oh my God, are you serious? Like,
if a guy takes you on an amazing once in a lifetime trip and out of all those opportunities, he does it on the couch or in the bed at the hotel. Yuck.
Shouldn't the proposal be the big moment from the trip? Like, why does it have to be in front of a waterfall? Why does it have to be?
Because why not? It's like, why not do it?
I know, but why not it be enough because like he's proposing to you. That's going to be the biggest moment in your life until you actually get married and until you have kids.
I think any girl that says that that should be enough is lying to themselves. You would be disappointed for sure.
Devin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Hey, personally, I think that that should absolutely be enough because I think it's almost preposterous to expect something like outrageous because that was an awesome trip. Like that was an awesome time and they had a good time and like he went out of his way to make sure that like something on her bucket list was crossed off. You know, like that's awesome. Like I feel like it's almost ungrateful to like do that.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. Alex, do you think it's not being ungrateful?
Have some standards, please.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Devin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think, Megan?
I think she's right in, to give the ring back. And
what?
Be like, hey, you know, I don't want a marriage proposal in a hotel room. Like, he, you know, they went to the temples, you know, they did a bucket list thing for her. You'd think maybe he could have, like, proposed at, like, a temple and said, hey, you know, will you marry me? I mean, I'm not all for grand proposals and stuff, but... when my husband proposed to me, we went to this beautiful national park out of state, and there was hardly anybody around, you know, and he actually used our dog to propose to me. Aww. He said, would you like to keep me forever? And had a ring wrapped around his collar. And it was sweet. I'm not on big on romance, but when it comes to, like, getting engaged, that's a big thing, and you want to remember something. So, like...
What
if
he wouldn't have proposed, Megan? What if he would have proposed to you not at the park, but in a hotel room or like in your tent or something? What would you say then? Would you have said no?
I would actually. It's okay. It's different with my husband because like he does not. He's big on romance. He would never do that.
You're not answering the question, Megan. This is where
I'm cringe.
So you're not answering my question.
I would have said no into the hotel room.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry, but like. If I got proposed to in a hotel room, that just doesn't, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, you tell your future grandkids, your grandfather proposed to me in a hotel room. Like, that's not going to give a good story.
Exactly.
To them.
Give me the story, please.
Then we consummated the proposal. Hey, thank you. Yeah. Jillian, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this proposal?
So, first off, I wanted to say how pumped I am to talk to you guys. I've called a million times, but I had to call in about this one.
Yay!
Because I had an incredible proposal. I was proposed to in front of a sold-out Indianapolis Indians game on the home dugout.
How cute!
Yeah, so he set it all up. We sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and then he got down on one knee when we were done. But he and I had actually talked a lot about our just kind of getting engaged and things like that because he gets super nervous doing romantic things in front of other people. So at the end of the day, I told him, you know, like, babe, I don't care how you do it. I just want to be with you for the rest of my life. But so it was like a huge deal for him to do it in front of that many people, but that made it even more special.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I mean, I think some people would hate that, but other people would love that. Like,
yeah, I feel like Alex would hate that.
It's not my jam, but I'm not into sports.
Yeah.
Now, Liv, would you like it? Because you love sports. Would you like if Jewel Daddy one day proposed to you at a court or somewhere?
On a court, I guess.
Kiss
so,
cam?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, like it would be exciting. But like, I don't know. I think, yeah, it would be fun. It would be cool. But, like, I also really want in that moment him to say some special words. And, like, I don't know if, like, he would do that or if I would even want him to do that in front of, like, a billion people.
Yeah, babe.
A ton of people. But, and here's also the thing. If it was, like, a team I didn't care about, I would just be like, wait, but this doesn't make sense. Now, if it was, like, my alma mater, something like that, then yeah, maybe that might be like the best way to propose to me.
Morgan on our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show says, my fiance proposed to me in a hotel room, which is perfect because I hate doing public proposals. How insane is that though? Like, we're talking about that and that's where it actually went down.
I'm so the opposite.
I know. Well, I don't think you're crazy for that. I just, as a guy, could not imagine having the girl say yes to no. I'm like, what is it?
Just don't do it in a restaurant and please don't do one of those stupid flash mobs.
Oh, those aren't cool anymore?